Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. Today, just an emphasis of truth. I'm going to make an analogy here. So this is very interesting. This is going to relate between Utah's Lion King and Murder in the Wicked West. Maybe new series on Investigation Discovery. And at 9/11. I'll get you there. I'll get you there. I'll feed you, little birds. I'll feed you. This won't take long, actually. So, Murder in the Wicked West. Some scheme, who knows, some rancher wants some people dead. I'm not exactly following closely. But the most important thing is here, we get to the story, and a witness has been like, yeah, so they had me clean up in the area around the ranch in the sagebrush in Utah. They were like, oh, there seems to be a face in this bush, and then there seems to be pieces here, and there seems to be pieces here. They said, whoa. And so the ranch owner has been known to be pretty wild, maybe tied into the criminal element and semi-off his rocker. So then they get a hold of the ranch hand. And the ranch hand, whether or not he has an actual connection to the Sinaloan cartel in Mexico, nonetheless, that's what they think. So, but nonetheless, he seems to be involved. And they go, okay, what's up, Carlos, or whatever his name is. I'm not being facetious, I just don't remember it. And so the guy says, yeah, we did this, we did that. And it turns out that whoever the victims are they decided to kill, they then decided to put into a pile. And because it's a ranch and you have a lot of room, and because Y chromosome, they're like, so we put them into a pile and we blew them up. Now, do you see the lesson? Think forward to 9/11. What am I going to say? Think. If you've listened to my episodes, think. All right. Well, what happens when they blew them up? Well, guess what? Pieces still stay together. They don't dematerialize. And so literally, even after this cleanup, when they took the first witness before they got to the ranch hand, just somebody else who helped some out on the ranch was the first witness that said, yeah, I saw like faces in the bush, body parts. We tried to clean up a lot of them. Even afterwards, there's 80. They stacked two or three bodies, but I think two. And they found 80 different body parts when they went back out there, did law enforcement. But yet the rancher's like, we'll just blow them up. Well, they're not going to disappear. Do you get it? They're not going to disappear. They don't dematerialize into dust. They're still like, it's hard to take apart all the various parts of ligaments and bones and structure and all the flesh that's involved and so on and so forth. So they found they find a leg here, of course, with still skin on it. I mean, it's not a freaking oven that, you know, goes to the point of 3,000 degrees, and then they get to set in there. So it's not the way explosions happen. It's not the way big, giant stuff happens. If it clears it away, stuff's going to exist. Now, what's my parallel? Pentagon. And even the Virginia Shanks, maybe? The plane should be there. I've discussed this in the episode. But massive parts of the plane should be there. And in one episode, I told you there was the audio of like the ABC reporter going, yeah, we don't see anything. I mean, maybe some tiny, tiny parts out here, out in the yard of the Pentagon, like where it supposedly entered the Pentagon. We don't see anything. Not seats. I mean, there were several hundred seats, right? Or at least 100 or so on that size plane. Not bolts, not... you know, the parts that held the seats, all the riveting, not wings, not overhead compartments, nothing. That's not how massive collisions and even explosions sort out when it comes to actual evidence. It's not at all. But there's another just like red pill, think, freaking think for you. I know you're probably following, but sometimes that's just expressing the frustration. It's kind of like as I've seen recently, like, oh, man, now we're at war, killing Iranians. hey, did we forget that the Epstein files actually basically proved that people were eating children? You gotta say in your head, they were eating children! And that said, I know this has gone through the course of the media, at least the alternative media, that's basically it's proven. I have not totally looked into it. So to the extent that's a little weak, go ahead and feel free to remove my analogy in your head and comparison from this point here. But the big point is, holy shit, there's no evidence whatsoever. That's not how collisions work for big, giant, but we're talking just bodies. And yes, it's an incredible thing, the human body. But to the extent that, yes, obviously you're going to find some, if something has just exploded from a point, you're going to find, well, you're not, you know, the hip bone is attached pretty securely to the pelvis, and or at least the ball socket is attached to the rest of the femur, and the femur, the skin doesn't just come off like it's been, you know, sitting in a crock pot for freaking 3 hours. You know, it's not just going to come off just because there was pressure nearby. It's attached in the whole way along pretty closely. So you're going to have skin and flesh. By the same token, the plain parts, the massive parts, going to be there. It's made to survive 350 miles an hour in the air with tons of cargo and people on it. There's literally thousands to tens of thousands to hundreds of thousands of attach points and several dozen, if not 50 to 100, overhead compartments that are made of things. It should be there. And so when it is not, that means it's a lie. Yeah, you can count on me. We got Murder in the West. Check it out. Season 1, Episode 1. Sorry for the spoiler, but still pretty incredible. Utah's Lion King. So yeah, brand new series. And 9/11 connection. That's what I do. I'm here for you folks. Okay, guys, thanks for listening to The Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley.